Six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Get it together. I got it together. It's together because the current time is 1930 UTC. And of course that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Doobaloo Committee. Yes, hello and welcome. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm sitting here looking at my computer screen, and this thumbnail has me intrigued. But that's not possible. So I know science, and that's a lie. So I'm just going to scroll on by. Okay. Here we go. The Dubious Goals Committee time. Oh, what are we doing? Today is Saturday. I'm pretty sure today's Saturday. And I do think that this is also the first day of February. I could be wrong, but I also don't care. Only because that new synthesizer module arrived yesterday. And yeah, I installed it. And I started messing with it, and we're gonna go over there and play around with it and see what I did with this damn thing last night. But the first thing we need to do is make some tea. So let's go upstairs. I think the water's almost ready. There's the cat sitting on the bass amp. Uh-oh, the kitty jumps down. Looks like I'm gonna have to deal with some cat stuff. Well, hello. Yes, the water is almost ready. Yeah, hi, Bangins. You're a good kitty. The cat is in the kitchen. Oh, I slept weird, but then I slept okay. It's a strangely warm day, you know, for being the first day of February. And when I say strangely warm, I do mean, oh, what does that say? Like 42 degrees American? So that's like 6 degrees Celsius or thereabouts. Yes, you're a dingins. We can all hear you. Yeah, you're a good baby. Okay, so, oh, water time. It is time to pour the water over the tea and into the teapot. And he's doing it one-handed again. Oh, he actually managed to get the water in the teapot instead of all over the counter or all over the floor or on his feet or on the cat. It's amazing. We're going to set the old tea timer here. And, oh my goodness. All right, let me tell you this first, though. I had to unpatch the thing that we had going. Remember that weird stuff that we had going on, the synth, and yeah, well, in order for me to install the new thing, I have to turn the synthesizer off, and I didn't bother saving any of the settings on the new thing, the other new thing, the tea's ready, and so when I got it all, everything installed and turned back on, oh, damn it, I just dripped tea on my action figures. Damn it. I'm playing with my action figures up here in the kitchen. If you believe that. Yeah, there's a strange aspect to this. Don't get me wrong, but that's not what we're doing. So, because some settings never got saved for the resonating filter, when I turned the synth back on, everything was changed. And I kind of needed to unpatch anyway because we were using up a lot of cables. And blah, blah, blah. Basically, I unpatched the synth and I didn't record any of that stuff that I did before. except for on dubious goals committee. So maybe that's a thing we'll deal with at some point in time, but it doesn't matter. So yeah, everything got unpatched so that I could plug in the new thing. Okay, so now we gotta pour out the old kitty water. And we put the bowl back on the ground. And we get the jug of kitty water and we start pouring it for a baby. Yeah, you drink it up. You drink up all that kitty water. It's so good. Now I'm wondering if I should stand here. Stand here for a second. Otherwise, the cat has... I'm not sure what's happening, but recently, the cat likes to be watched as she drinks the water, and if you don't watch her, she'll just leave the bathroom and then ask for more water, and you have to come back in and do it all over again. That's stupid. Anyway. So, yeah. Okay, there goes the cat. Last night, I installed the new thing next to the other new thing. And I started playing around with it. I started patching stuff and... Oh my goodness. This thing... Both of these new things are so complex and have a depth to them that... Ooh. It's gonna be a long dig. But I did get something going that's kind of interesting. Using the two new things... Plus the sequential switch and some modulation. It occurs to me, I might want to buy another one of these sequential switches. You know, I said that the day that I bought it. And I thought, well, I don't need one right now, but I may need another one in the future. And the future is now. So let me sit down here in the synth zone. Yeah, and let's do this. What do we got? Okay, so I don't know how much I want to explain this because do you really care? It's very complex. It's going to sound very random, but this is not random. What you're going to hear is not random. It's generated, and it is... It would take a couple hours for me to explain what this is, only because I would have to explain some other concepts first and blah, blah, blah. But basically, we got some math happening. There's a lot of math happening. There's a Turing machine involved. There's... Oh, I took that one thingy out. Oh, yeah, but this is... yeah, okay. Trying to remember what all I did. And I don't think I can stall any longer. So now we just have to play this, right? Go. So basically, we're pinging. We're pinging the crap out of... Is this a dual filter? Technically, this is six filters arranged in two groups of three, but blah, blah, blah. I've got a Turing machine pinging this thing. And we could mess with it, but I like the setting it's on right now, so we're just going to leave it. And, I've also clocked the sequential switch to switch between two channels. And these channels go to the clockwise and counterclockwise rotation in the filter, respectively. And so... Every, 8 beats or so, the switch switches. And when the switch switches, that sends a trigger to the rotates. So there, it just went down. And now it's going to go back up. And there it goes. And so, yeah, it's lovely. So I have it just, I'm using the sequential switch just to, you know, pitch it down a bit and then pitch it back up. So we're just rotating down a step, rotating back up. And it's lovely. At one point in time, I was using a Bernoulli gate. I didn't know Bernoulli studied gates, but anyway, I was using a Bernoulli gate to rotate, but it would rotate too far and it would do weird things. It wouldn't sound good. And that's why I went to this back and forth business. And it's lovely. Oh yeah, and then there's that doo. That was the other weird thing I did. There's a couple of weird aspects to this. Weird aspect number one is, I put some random square waves through a quantizer and then plugged it onto one side of the filter so that those notes will change. But I left the other side just droning until I decided, what if we just change that every once in a while? And we need to stretch it out a little bit longer, I think. But we'll do that in a minute, or maybe we'll skip that altogether. So every once in a while, I've got some CV going into the 1 volt per octave of the other filter, the other side of the filter. And so it goes 8 bars, and then there's a ramp up. It goes 8 bars low. Low signal, no voltage. It goes eight beats or whatever low. And then there's a ramp up that is a beat long. And then there's 6 beats of a high control voltage. And then on the last beat of that, it ramps back down. So every once in a while, you hear this beep. let's get it going again. Otherwise, you're probably never going to hear it here. So it starts off all normal. Just going up and down. And there's the up. And now one of the filters is riding high, and it's going to go back down. There it goes. So it's kind of cool. Every once in a while, you get these like ghost glissandos. There goes one. On y va. So fun. I'm having the funnest time with this thing. But I wanted to try something else as well. Last night, just right when I should have been going to bed, of course, I thought, what would it sound like if we put some drums on it? And I know what you're thinking, because I'm thinking the same thing. Not everything has to have drums on it, Tobe. Yeah, I know, but still, right? All right, so we're gonna grab a drum machine here, and we're gonna do this. We're gonna go clock into there, so we have to change this bad boy to external clock, which just requires a couple of button presses, and then we turn on this thingy, our little drum machiney. And how do I want to set this clock, do you suppose? I think we're going to set it for 16ths, meaning what, 32 PPQ or whatever? It's not, wrong knob. Okay, come on, you jackanape. Okay, there we go. Okay, we've got some drums, but we're not going to hear them until we plug this stuff into the board. So, we're going to plug in the board, plug the thing into the board, and that means I got to plug this thing into here. And we're going to crank that level all the way up. And I think we're ready to go. And go. It's running, but I hear nothing. Oh, okay. There's the drum machine. Where's the googlins? Clock is running. Something is not working properly. We don't have any clock coming out of this guy, which means it's not going to this guy, which means it's not going to that guy. What the hell's the problem here? I don't know. Okay, let's stop that for a second. Oh, I know what the problem is. We gotta reset this. We gotta flip that switch over. We gotta put that on run. Yeah, you'd think I would know how to use this thing by now because I've had it long enough. Okay. I think we're ready. And go. Well, that sounds terrible. Now the thing isn't working quite right. It's not in the right place. Let's just force it into the right place. Now, we have failure. We have failure because maybe this just isn't timed quite right. Let's... The switch is switching, but the thing isn't rotating cleanly. What's the damn problem? Oops, I forgot. We don't stop it there. We stop it here. Okay, let's get it going again. See if this works any better. It just rotated, and then it just snapped right back up. And there it did it again. Okay. It doesn't work. It doesn't work like this. And I can think of a couple of reasons why. And, this is a real pain in the ass. So let's run this out so we can reset the switch properly. See, there it kind of wanted to work, but now it's all very goofy. It's very goofed up. And and the drums sound terrible. The drum beat does not work. At least that half of it doesn't. So let's add the other half, because there is more to it. And go. And none of this works. None of this is working. Well, isn't this just crap? Yeah, it really is. So, what we're going to do is we're going to unplug that. We're going to take the rotation out of the equation for now. I'm going to unplug these so I can have the things back open, and maybe we'll do something else. So how does it sound when it's just like this, he says. Crap. Utter crap. But I love that part. But if we wanted to put some more rotation into it, we could take this and we could plug that into here. But as much as I try to temper that randomness, it gets cruel. It gets cruel and it gets unusual. We need to simplify that drum part, so let's put in some kicks. Which one? Hell, let's just use both. So, let's start with this. And then we'll go to this. And then we'll stick in another one of these. And then we'll throw in this guy. And then it all comes together somehow, right? How are we going to do this? Oh, let's just do it like this. Nobody cares. All right. Let's get this all reset properly. Not that it matters. I think we're good like this, are we not? Something about that doesn't quite work for me. Although, maybe that's not the problem. Maybe what we need is some glue. Maybe we need to glue the whole damn thing together. And how do we do that, Tub? Well, let me put the microphone down. And what we need are hats. And maybe one of those. So, And we'll skip it and we'll go. And maybe that's what we need. So what we're going to do is we're going to drop this down into right about here. Okay, how about what if we take out, did we put that on both? Did I put that? Where is that? Hold on. Start it up again. Okay, here's what we're doing. We're going to take out this because we don't need that. And what do we got? That doesn't work for me either. What am I trying to do here? I don't even know. We can mess with the spread. That doesn't help us any. I think the problem here is the whole concept of drums altogether. Do we need drums in this at all? Is there any reason to do this? Oh, yeah, well, I don't, I'm at a loss for something. What am I at a loss for? I don't know. What if we just did this? What if we said, okay, bye-bye all this crap, and we did this? We did, let's just go, I guess we can leave, like, one or two out, because why not? And we can go, No. We gotta take out this one. Take out this one. And then put in one of those and one of those. And then. Maybe that's what we need. What do you think, kids? Let's give it a shot. I hate it already. Maybe this doesn't need any drums at all. Maybe I was right in presuming that drums would not be required. So, do we need to add more synth? What if we had this? What if we had some pad? Not space frogs. Not that. This is kind of weak. So let's go with something more gooder. Oh yeah. How about some Patty McPattersons? Yeah. Okay, let's stretch some of this business out so I can have plenty of room for long decaying pads. And we do this, that, and the other thing. And are we back? No, we gotta go to here. Okay. And go. Official seal of approval, but is this let's get really tricky here. We're going to throw in another track's worth of this stuff. And maybe we don't need to do this. But I'm going to throw one more in here. But are we going to get to it before we get to the end of the line? There it is. And now it's the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
For who?
The end of the line, yes.
Okay. You've been listening to the Dubious Ambient Experimentation Subcommittee. Yeah, that's what happened. Now it's over.